Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. We're conducting a survey in Georgia today to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. Let me ask, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important will you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. Democracy?
I would give that a 10.
Okay, thank you. Criminal justice reform?
I would give that a 10.
Jobs and wages?
10.
Thank you. Inflation and the cost of living?
Ooh, the inflation, it has got ridiculous. It's very important to me, so I would say that I would give that one a 10.
Thank you for your opinion, ma'am. Reproductive freedom?
I would give that a 10 as well.
Okay. K-12 education.
Education, 10.
Thank you. Crime and violence.
When you say crime and violence, how do I rate that as from a scale of 1 to 10?
How important this issue it is to you?
The issue is very important, a 10.
Thank you. Immigration.
I would say probably about 8.
Thank you. Voting rights?
10.
Okay, thank you. Climate change?
10.
Okay, healthcare?
10.
Okay. Racism and discrimination?
10.
Thank you. Student loan debt?
Ooh, a 10.
Thank you. And last one, abortion rights?
10.
Okay, thank you very much. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
Nah.
Okay, thank you. Let me ask, what is your race?
I am African American.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. And let me ask, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1989.
Okay, thank you very much. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received?
From college.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes and issues that matter to you? I want you to please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes and issues that matter to you. So from 0 to 10, how much power?
I would say about a 7.
About a 7, okay, thank you very much. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes and issues that matter most to your community? Again, please rate the amount of power that you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their community.
About a 7.
About a 7. Thank you very much. Now, I want you to please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please indicate that. The first one, Brian Kemp.
I've heard a little about him, not too much.
Okay, so from 0 to 10, how will you say that you feel
towards much about him? I don't know, like, what is his party? What is this? Is he a Republican or a Democrat?
Give me a second. So he's a Democrat.
Okay, well, I would probably rate him as about 8.
Okay, thank you. Raphael Warnock.
Don't know. I'm not aware of him.
No worries. Thank you, ma'am. Brad Raffensperger.
Not aware of him.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance. Not aware.
Okay. Andre Deakins.
Say it again.
Andre Deakins.
Not aware.
Okay. John Ossoff.
Not aware.
Okay. Tim Walz.
Say it again.
Tim Walz. W-A-L-Z. Okay. So you have never heard of them?
No.
Okay, thank you very much for confirming. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom will you vote?
Kamala.
Kamala Harris, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
The Democratic.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. We're halfway there, okay? Thank you for your time. Now, think back to the last 4 years. Will you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
It started from back here. It has got worse.
Okay. Will you say much worse or just worse?
Just worse.
Thank you very much. Now, some people say that no matter who people vote for, it wouldn't make a difference to what happens. Others say that people who vote can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Moderate.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, I want you to please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented a progress, a 5 means you're not sure, and a 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. So you may choose any number from 0 to 10. Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
Say the race again.
Sure. From 0 to 10, like how much of a progress you believe this person or event prevented. So a zero means that certainly did not prevent progress. A five, that you're not sure. And a 10 means that certainly prevented progress. You may use
that
it in order to
prevent.
Sorry?
I'm not understanding the question the way it works.
Oh, no worries. So in this case, Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly, do you believe or do you think, or from 0 to 10, how much of a progress you believe they prevented? A 0 means that they did not prevent any progress in the country. A 5 means you're not sure. And a 10 means that they certainly prevented progress.
They certainly did. Let me see. Hey, one moment.
Take your time.
One moment.
Absolutely, take your time. No worries.
I'm in the grocery store, so give me just one moment, ma'am.
Take as much time as you need. No worries, ma'am.
Yeah, I got one.
Yeah,
okay. Okay, now you said.
Yeah, so.
Zero to 10, right?
I'm sorry?
You said 0 to 10, like.
Yeah, a 0 to 10. So a 0 means that this person or event certainly did not prevent any progress in the country. A 5 means you're not sure. And a 10 means that this person or event certainly prevented progress in the country.
Certainly prevented progress? So that means they stopped progress in the country.
That is correct. And
okay,
the 0 means that they... Mm-hmm. Okay, so the first one was Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
Yeah, I'm not too much into politics, so I really don't know if they did or not. I'm not sure. I guess I'd give it a 5.
That's okay. Thank you, ma'am. Black voters?
A 5.
So you may use... Okay, that's okay. Thank you. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Again,
okay.
10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress in the country. A 5, you're not sure. And a 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevented progress. So, Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
I would give him about a 6.
Okay. Vice President Harris? Yes.
I would give her about an 8.
Okay.
Hold on, wait, let me go back. No, I'm gonna give her about a 3.
Okay. So again, 0, they didn't prevent. Okay. 5,
oh, they didn't prevent.
Sure. Yes. So 0, they didn't prevent. They certainly did not prevent progress. 5, you're not sure. And 10, they certainly prevented progress. So the closer you get to 10.
So they certainly didn't prevent. Does that mean that they didn't stop progress?
That is correct. So prevent.
I'm going to get Kamala back. I'm going to get Kamala about a 5.
Okay. Your local mayor?
I'm going to get my local mayor. I'm going to give my local mayor about a 5 as well. I'm not sure.
Okay. No worries, ma'am. Thank you. There is no wrong or right answer. And last one, COVID-19 recovery.
You know what? I think that did play a huge part. Impacted. I would get up about a 6.
About a 6, okay. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm just going to read a few statements, okay? Thank you for your time. We're almost done. So below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one, I want you to please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or your people in your network to vote, from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means you're not sure, and a 0 means that the policy will not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. So the first statement. Because we demanded funds for HBCUS, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically Black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid. So how much does that motivate you to vote from 0 to 10?
With 10 being the highest rate as when I vote?
Yes. 10, it's the 10 means that it will strongly motivate you. 5, you're not sure. And 0, it doesn't motivate you at all.
Yes, it motivates me to be a 10.
Okay. Second one, Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective Black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
Black voters. Can you repeat that question?
Sure. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective Black power. While there is still much power to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress. So how much is that statement? Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, next, because we protested together, the administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and demanded body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
So how much does that motivate you to vote?
How much does that motivate me to vote?
Yes, from 0 to 10. 0 means it will not motivate you at all. 5, you're not sure. And 10, it motivates you. It strongly motivates you to vote.
10.
Okay. Just 2 more statements, okay? So next one. Because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices.
I'm not sure how to feel about
pretty much that the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, they reduced the credit card late fees from $32 to $8, pretty much saving $10 billion annually to consumers. So how much that motivates you to vote?
That motivates me about I would give them about a 9.
Okay, thank you. And last statement. Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. So how much does that motivate you to vote?
I would give it about a 10.
Okay, thank you very much. We're almost done. Okay, just a few more questions. So I'd like to thank you again for your responses so far. I'm just going to ask you again some of the questions. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. So please answer based on how you feel right now. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel that your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that your vote has no power at all, a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you. So from 0 to 10,
a 7.
A 7. Thank you. Next one. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Again, please rate the amount of power that you feel that the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their community.
I'm going to go with 8.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Give me just a minute. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election of scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and a 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Okay, thank you very much. And thinking back to the last 4 years, will you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
I would say worse.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, do you consider yourself 1, straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight.
Okay, thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay, thank you very much. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Can you repeat it?
Sure. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Okay. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or an Independent?
I'm so confused these days. I guess a Democrat.
Okay, thank you very much. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Somewhat strong.
Okay, will you say strong or not a strong?
Strong.
Okay, thank you. And how will you describe your employment status?
What you mean? I'm employed.
Okay, full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired.
Full-time.
Full-time, okay. And last year, which is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Not much. I would say about 40-some thousand.
About 40,000?
Yeah, a little over 40,000.
Okay, thank you very much.
Combined.
Yes, thank you very much. So this concludes our survey. I'd like to thank you again for your time and your participation. Hope you have a great day.
All right, thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Bye now.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.